Filmmaker Fathi Akun is only 34 years old, and he's already been nominated for an Oscar. And his new movie, The Edge of Heaven, won the award for Best Screenplay at Cannes. It opens in the U.S. this week. Akun is from Germany. His parents immigrated there from Turkey in the 1960s. Turks are Germany's largest ethnic minority. In his films, he's always moving in and out of cultures, and his characters become tangled between them. And critics say Fathi Akun's new film may propel him into the top tier of filmmakers around the world. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Fathi Akun's films are about Turks, Germans, punks, drunks, restless students, people uneasy in their worlds.
I want to go so far to say, like, filmmaking for me is like a sort of therapy, you know? But it helps me to answer certain questions I have on my mind.
The Edge of Heaven is part of Akun's ongoing inquiry into Europe's sometimes turbulent multiculturalism.
Sensei Türkan.
Kanzai.
It's a film about generations, about relationship between mothers and daughters and fathers and sons.
And it's about Europe and the Middle East. One character is a professor, a German-born Turk who teaches Goethe to German students. Another is a political activist who flees Turkey. She falls in love with a young German whose mother disapproves. English is their common language.
And what exactly are you fighting for?
We are fighting for 100% human rights and 100% freedom of speech and 100% social education. In Turkey, just people with money can get education.
Maybe things will get better once you get into the European Union.
I don't trust the European Union.
Still, she's turning to Germany for asylum. Despite their tension, the Turks and Germans in The Edge of Heaven feed each other, shelter each other, and help each other in heartbreaking tragedy. Two women are horribly killed. To reveal much more might spoil The Edge of Heaven's Byzantine plot. This tale of Turks in Germany and Germans who find their way to Turkey is part of a global story about immigrants fitting in or not, says Denise Guttürk. She's a German professor at Berkeley.
People on the move who are speaking multiple languages, who are sort of easily moving across borders between different spaces.
That's true of Fathi Akun's entire body of work, which ranges so far from a music documentary to a sweet romantic road comedy to his breakthrough film, Head On, from 3 years ago. That rough love story about two young Turks in Hamburg won a prestigious European film award called the Golden Bear.
It was the first Golden Bear Award for a German film in 18 years.
Berkeley professor Denise Guttürk.
Nonetheless, there were also questions about whether this is really a German film. You know, are we talking about German cinema, Turkish cinema, European cinema, world cinema?
Fathi Akun was surprised to find himself embraced in Turkey as a Turkish filmmaker.
It's okay with me because I love my parents and I have the country of my parents and my parents want to consider me as Turkish. I don't have a problem with that, you know, so I'm both.
But Akun says he's a child of Hollywood, too. His biggest inspiration, he says, might be Martin Scorsese.
I come from this Muslim background. My parents are very faithful people, you know, and I respect that. And when I saw the early work of Scorsese, like Who's That Knocking at My Door or Mean Streets, I was very, like, so happy to see these films and to see the struggling of the characters with their own religion, you know.
Okay, I just come out of confession, right? And the priest gives me the usual penance, right? 10 Hail Marys, 10 Our Fathers, 10 whatever. Those things, they don't mean anything to me. They're just words. Now, that may be okay for the others, but it just doesn't work for me.
I am going through the struggling, you know, with my own background.
Akun's bicultural background confers a kind of authority when it comes to telling stories about a world filled with people who come from someplace else. But Akun doesn't want to be anyone's spokesman.
I never had the feeling like I want to be a messenger or I want to be like the guy who is crossing the bridges and link the two worlds to another. No. I just want to do good films, whatever that means.
Fathi Akun just finished shooting his first film in the United States. It's a short about an immigrant, someplace where the borders melt in front of you, New York's Chinatown. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And you can watch clips from The Edge of Heaven and read a review by our critic, Bob Mondello. That's at npr.org/movies.